He Touched the Butt, written by Christina Curtin, January 13th, 2020. As you might recall from my prior posts, there are a lot of things about being a parent that I was unprepared for. However, I was recently put in an uncomfortable moment where I immediately realized how unequipped I really was. What happened? My 12-year-old daughter, Gianna, was sexually harassed at school. That last sentence, the one about sexual harassment, dramatizes what happens. At least, it does to me. Sexual harassment seems too big a term to describe her situation. But when it all boils down to the grits of it, that's what it was, sexual harassment. A boy at Gianna's school had been smacking her on the butt repeatedly over a prolonged period of time. At first, she thought it was funny because she has a great sense of humor and they are friends. But then he kept on doing it. After getting uncomfortable and annoyed, she told him to stop. But he didn't listen and kept on doing it, even though she said no. Up until recently, Gianna never told me any of this. I always ask her details about her day. I probe her to get past the fine comment when I ask her about school and actually tell me things that happen since she spends most of her life there. The butt touching never came up. Then she came home the other day, visibly upset as she walked in the door. I immediately asked her what was wrong and she told me about the boy. Apparently, a teacher finally saw him doing it and reported him to the principal. So G had to give a statement about what happened and shared with them that this wasn't the first time. It happened a lot. Since it all came to a head that day and the school was involved, Gianna knew that she finally had to tell me. Giving a statement and sharing this info with me was hard for her because anytime Gianna talks about her emotions, she cries. Whether she is actually upset or not, she gets emotional about her emotions. Ah, she is my child. My chest feels like it fills up with tears when I share my feelings. Happy, sad, hurt, whatever. I'm inevitably ugly crying. Gianna is the same way. At that moment, hearing that my daughter had been touched after telling a boy no, my mind started to tailspin. Here's the thing. I didn't get angry, and a part of me feels like that should have been an immediate emotional reaction. Here's what I did say and think in chronological order. First, well, you do have a nice butt. Yes, parenting win right there. I have a tendency to resort to humor in situations I am uncomfortable in or unsure of. In my defense, her butt is pretty great. She knows it. She admires it in the mirror at least 3 times a day. This comment made her laugh and immediately agree with me. Yeah, I do. But in retrospect, that probably wasn't the best thing to lead with. Yet my follow-up might have been worse. Next, how did he touch your butt? Was it like a quick slap, like a atta girl, nice goal kind of touch? Or was it more of a slap grab? Dear God, why did I need the touch defined? The important thing should have been, you were touched after saying no, and that is wrong. However, a quick slap seem more innocent to me. Slap grab is like next level butt touch. I mean, in sports, you get your butt slapped repeatedly and it's intended as a congratulations, as a motivation to keep going. But a slap grab has more meat to it. Literally, it's like a little more personal. She said it was more of the slap grab. Okay, now finally, I actually tried to parent. Humor out of the way, my brain finally settled on the situation so that I could see it. My 12-year-old daughter was inappropriately and repeatedly touched in a way that made her uncomfortable after she asked him to stop. Why didn't she tell me sooner? I asked her. She didn't want to get him in trouble. I've seen enough movies, read 13 Reasons Why, and heard enough stories to know that that's something girls who are raped say about their attacker. They are worried about the repercussions and the perceptions that it was somehow their fault. Was she asking for it because she has such a nice butt? I told her all of this. I said that it wasn't in any way as severe as rape, but once you start letting things like this go, once you let yourself be okay with unwanted touches like this, it's a slippery slope. Your mind makes allowances and says, well, I can let this go, but I would never let someone rape me without telling. But the muscle memory is there. You let a small thing, such as a friendly butt touch, go. Something that did hurt your emotional wall. Your brain might remember this and slowly start letting other small things go until the big things don't seem so big anymore. I didn't want that. I didn't want to make this bigger than it really was, either. The school ended up calling and asking if I wanted to press charges. That seemed so extreme to me. He was her friend. She said he was a good kid. She really didn't want him to get in trouble. He did need a wake-up call that it's not okay to touch a girl without her permission, and doubly not okay to touch her after she tells you to stop. I'm sure his parents gave him a reaming. I would. Once she was done talking about it and getting over the emotion of sharing the emotion, Gianna was fine. She could laugh and talk about it without getting upset, and I felt better knowing she was past it. But at the same time, I wrestled with that fact. Should she be? Should she let it go that easily? Shouldn't she feel more violated and upset? I had to tell myself no. She should move on. It's not good to dwell. Forgiveness and the ability to not let events like this weigh you down is good. In the end, my unpreparedness to deal with the situation hopefully didn't set a bad tone for the future. I hope my humor and then quick transition to mature discussion was the right approach. I don't ever want her to be in this type of situation again, but in this world, she could be. I guess the silver lining from this situation is that we have had a small discussion about it, and this small discussion hopefully made her see that she can talk and share things without fear of the consequences, that we will have her back and give her an open space to share without too much judgment. God, parenting is hard.